Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Cheap Thrills. I'm your host, Etheria, and here's your top stories of the week. And now, here's your top stories in gaming. Welcome back, guys. I hope your week was okay. So, let's get into some of this gaming news. Naughty Dog. You guys, you know they've been hit up for, okay, first of all, coming out. Last week, we talked about the CEO of Sony, you know, stepping down and whatnot. There's some shit that is going over there in Sony's camp. And I don't know who's really to blame. I really don't. Because y'all stepped away, and I'm talking to Sony now. Y'all stepped away from the Japanese audience to cater to the Western audience. And I know y'all don't want to say it, but yeah, Final Fantasy 16 flopped. Final Fantasy 16 flopped. Here's the thing. This is how I know that game flopped. And I'm not even talking about numbers. Rebirth comes out in February of 2024. We are in October of 2023. Right now, that's where we are. And here's the thing. Now, y'all see that little asterisk on the end of it, because they're saying that game is coming to other platforms. I know it's going to come to other platforms. What they're trying to do is they're trying to, you know, rev up everyone to get it on a PlayStation 5 first. Because they got to figure out how in the world they're going to make that money back. For Square Enix, this isn't for Sony. Because Sony had the exclusive game 16, and that didn't do good. So factions got put on ice, aka that game is not going through. It didn't, so because they got finished with that, then it was announced that they having some layoffs. Most of the teams that was doing factions and whatnot. And now everyone is like worried about what's going to be happening with The Last of Us. That series. I don't think there's nothing going to be happening to with The Last of Us. I think that you guys are going to get that game. I've seen a hell of a lot of the Final Fantasy Rebirth. I have not seen a lot of the Spider-Man 2 trailers and everything. They just brought out one. Great, it's a full CGI trailer, mind you. But it is a trailer nonetheless. I don't know what's going on with Sony over there. I really don't. I mean, Adidas is going to be making some Spider-Man inspired sneakers, but isn't that, like, you know, are they notoriously known with Nike? Arkham Trilogy got, for the Switch, that is, it got delayed. But the pre-orders are up now. You can still get it. I don't even understand how that even get delayed. I mean, this game has been out. It's supposed to be out, but it's supposed to be out October 13th, but now it's going to be out December 1st. More time is needed to bring players the best possible experience on the Nintendo Switch. That game ain't gonna look good. That game is not going to look good. It's gonna look alright because they had an Arkham City game on it. I don't know. Because what's Arkham City? Yeah, Arkham City was on the Switch. I mean, the Wii U. Arkham City was on the Wii U. And Arkham Asylum shouldn't be that big because it's in a contained area. I don't know. I'm not that hopeful for that game on the Switch. Everyone seems to be enjoying that Cyberpunk 2077 Phantom City. Now, of course, it comes with bugs, but I thought that was gonna be free. I didn't buy it. I actually enjoyed the game. I told you guys when it first came out, I bought it for the Series X, S, and then I bought it for the Series. PS5. Now, they're going around here and they're touting that this game has sold over 25 million. I said, sweetheart, you gotta remember, y'all sold the PS4 version for $5. So, of course, everyone went and bought it. And let's not forget how many refunds those games got that y'all made. So, let's stop. You're not making a lot of money off of it, but, at this moment, everyone seems to be enjoying the expansion, the DLC, and stuff like that, and it looks good. It looks really, really good. I'll, you know, probably pick it up later, but I've enjoyed my time with it, and I walked away from it. Silent Hill Ascension will premiere on Halloween, developers confirm. You know what? I love the lore to the Silent Hill series, but I have never gotten into it. You remember it was a huge survival horror genre. Like, you know, they got that it was the Silent Hill, which came out first. And then it was Resident Evil. You know, but Silent Hill. And wasn't it was Alone in the Dark. No, Alone in the Dark, Silent Hill, and then Resident Evil. That was some good, great gaming time. That was around the PS4, I mean the PS1, the Xbox, and the GameCube, though I don't think the GameCube really got into the survival horror. Because GameCube really got in when Resident Evil 4 came out. A couple of people, but Red Dead Redemption is 60 frames per second on a PS5 and Xbox X and Series S want the same thing. And let's keep it a buck, guys. They should be having that. I can't understand why y'all didn't patch. But then again, though, didn't they? I thought they did that. But then, for some strange reason, guys, I keep thinking that that's a Bethesda game. It's a Rockstar game. It's just every time I look at it, I swear I keep thinking that that's a Bethesda game. But, Rockstar failed to port the Red Dead Redemption to Xbox, pointing backwards compatibility with the 360 original. While that original does run at 4K, it's still limited 30 frames per second. Fuck that. Y'all can patch that to make that work for, if you did it for the PS5, you can do it for those systems. And you know you can. Going back to CG Project Red, does regret making Cyberpunk 2077 first person, but they have yet to decide whether they're gonna do it on the second one. They're going to be another Cyberpunk 2. I know that they have struggled with that outing. But clearly people are buying it to the point that they're like, okay, well, we might can make another one. And I think they want to do that just to save, you know, for their namesake. Because when they lost that, like, you know, on that first one, that rollout, man, that really did do a number on their credibility. Because, let's admit it, guys, when it came to The Witcher, they were burning on all cylinders, and they created a wonderful series and game. The fact that they got that on the Switch is a testament to their skill. Well, to that party skill, I think that's Red Barrel. But still, you know. Now, as y'all know, they had to revise Forza Motorsports and stuff like that. They kind of want to, like, you know, they kind of want to, you know, hate on Xbox over these last couple of months and stuff like that, because out of these last couple of gaming outings, save, you know, upcoming ones, Xbox have been knocking it out of the park with these games. You know, they got Gotham Knight on Game Pass. I was about to buy that for the PS5, but now that they announced that it's coming to the to Game Pass, it's actually out now on Game Pass. I was like, okay, I guess I'll see what it's about and see if I liked it. Diablo 4 is coming to Steam. Go what? October 17th. I thought that game been on the PC. Get these controllers for the Xbox and stuff like that. shadow, sexy gold shadow. I don't understand why y'all even get that shit. I would, if I'm going to spend money on an Xbox controller, an extra one, I'm going to go to the creator one so it can be, you know, tailored to what I want it to look like. I'm not getting all that other extra stuff. Then again, I'm not a person that likes to have a lot of controllers like that. Almost got me though. Sony needs to get their shit together. Now, going back to PlayStation. Child, did y'all see what they did? For the premium players, premium PlayStation Plus tier, you're not able to stream some of their movies. Here's the thing, they're all old movies. And they're not even streaming fucking Spider-Man that just came out. The first one or the second one. That's out now. I don't have premium, so I can't tell you the list, guys, because I don't own that. It, like I told you, if push comes to shove, if they don't change their what they're offering with these services, I'm not resubscribing. I'm just gonna let it go, cause they don't really offer me nothing. They really don't. Nintendo is talking to their investors. Hold on, let's try to look up some of this stuff because it's all in Japanese. But they were like, you know, mentioning how much they was they're going to continue to support the Nintendo Switch into 2025. But that doesn't mean that they're not going to. I think they're going to be releasing the next Nintendo Switch in 20 next year. And they have to tell people they got like these strong sale numbers and stuff like that. And if you go to Target or Best Buy, you're able to play a demo of the new Super Mario Wonder. It looks good. God, I cannot freaking wait to play this game. I really can't. I'm trying to find some information on it and stuff like that, but like I said, it's all like, you know, it's all in Japanese. Nintendo Investors Q&A. Soraka. There was a time when Nintendo thought the business in China under the IQ brand. However, in recent years, they're going to be discontinuing some of the services for the Nintendo Wii U and the3DS. You guys remember when the 3DS came? I bought the first 3DS, and I remember when it came, and it was doing those little events, and I was so freaking shocked when I saw it for the first time. I was like, this is insane. Yeah, they're still trying to do it. No, this is the old ones. They haven't translated the new ones. So we'll probably, they might, like, you know, give a little summary more on the investors. Okay, guys. And with that, I think we will end it right there. Some of y'all need to do better. Seriously. Y'all got rid of Jim Ryan, but y'all need to do something. And those were your top stories in gaming. And now, here's your top stories in pop culture. Okay. Sexy Red. Some prominent figures in rap. Lil Wayne. And, okay. You're not gonna like what I'm about to say, but I'm gonna say it nonetheless. I said this before. I believe that you can, see here and you can vote for who you want to vote for. I understand that Donald Trump have some fans, and I get it. I really do. The man is charismatic. Sexy Red and Lil Wayne came out praising this man. And it's well within their rights to do it. What I find confusing, and I'll say this. When people reach a certain tax bracket, all of a sudden they want to jump ship and head over to what other side that caters to that. Whether you can be independent, whether you can be a Republican, whether you can be libertarian, whatever. It doesn't make a difference. But what I find confusing is, okay, you lot have made money because you drifted. Let's just say what it is. You drifted. You grifted, not drifted, but you grifted. And now you got a little bit of a change. And now you're thinking about self-preservation. So most of them came from the slums. The hood from working class families. It's like when you get in this certain tax bracket, y'all forget the struggles. Sexy Red, sweetheart, you just got here. And you, I don't even know you. I don't even listen to your music that much. But I'm going to tell you something, sweetheart. You are nothing but a flash in the pan. I already know you don't have survivability. I know that. I know that. You got a couple of cute bots. But you're going to be out of here next year. Gone. So, this caping, the way that you did for Mr. Trump, sweetheart, he doesn't see you. He doesn't. Lil Wayne, she's talking about, oh, we need him back in office and stuff like that because, you know, he getting niggas out of jail and that he's getting motherfuckers checks. That's not how it went down. It didn't go down that way. Had it been the way that they wanted it to go, y'all wouldn't have gotten shit. They didn't want to give you shit in a pandemic, mind you. They wanted to give you shit. During that whole thing, do you want to know who made out on top? People with those PPP loans, scammers, huge corporations. They made off with that shit. Some millionaires made off with that shit. Poor and working class people. Come on now. Come on, guys. Yes, they lost, some of them lost their jobs, but that wasn't because they walked away from them. It was a pandemic. Donald Trump was in office, sweetheart. The hood didn't disappear. Bitch, you didn't even come up on his motherfucking administration. The fuck is you talking about? Lil Wayne, that Trump did get you out of jail, but let it go. Let it go. Lil Wayne fell off the moment he started skateboarding, sporting for me. The moment he started skateboarding, I was like, oh yeah, he found his demographic. He knows who he wants to cater to because it's usually white boys who goes to his concerts, not black people. Not black people. It's like they forget everything. And again, I am not saying that the Democrats are good. They suck. All the Democrats suck. But for the working class, I can't understand how y'all try to vote against your own your own interests. I don't understand it. I'm trying to. It's like you always complaining about the crime and the drug use and the homeless people and all of this, but the people, when it's time to vote, y'all don't vote for the people that's going to clean this shit up. Y'all vote for whoever you deem that may be the most popular one. Girl, what? This isn't a motherfucking goddamn popularity test. Under motherfucking Obama, the homelessness did not clear up. the joblessness, yeah, there was a lot of jobs that came through. But the hood didn't disappear. Under Bush, it didn't disappear. The first one, it might have expanded. But on Trump, it didn't disappear. And I'm not saying that there's going to be one motherfucker that does it. What I am seeing is that Donald Trump has had his moment. Donald Trump has shown you guys, just with these indictments alone, that Donald Trump only thinks about his and his interests alone. And again, that's all right. You can do all that, but keep that shit in the private sector. You shouldn't be doing it anyway, but you know what I mean. I don't think that Trump is a problem. I just think that Trump will sell out America. I think Trump will sell out America at the right price. That's a problem that I have with that man. I think he will sell that country out, sell America out. Just for pennies. So long as he just keep that title, man. Just so long as he keep that title. But you know what, Sexy Red? You and your sex hate, they clowning you because of that, talking about the elites. I told you, girl, you ain't nothing but a flash in the pan. You're nothing but a flash in the pan. Your sex tape has already been leaked out. 2 days after you said that shit, they leaked your shit. They're going to let you go. Hold on. Okay. Beyonce and Taylor Swift sat there and told you guys that they're going to be releasing their respective concerts into the theaters. I told you people, y'all need y'all asses kicked. Why you think I didn't buy one of their tickets? Because I knew this was gonna happen. You fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? The biggest stars? Okay. When they announced, you remember when they had the trailers that they had the albums and stuff like that, right? And y'all remember back then when they had all these visuals for their songs and stuff like that? But all of a sudden, those visuals for those songs did not come out. They didn't come out. And everyone was like, where's the visuals for both parties? I mean, for both teams. And they haven't said nothing. It's because that's the marketing plan now. The videos will be on those on these movies. That's why y'all get y'all visuals. That's how they gonna get. They put their shit behind the paywall. But a person like me, I'm not even gonna go to the theaters for it. I'ma stream it. Taylor Swift shit is gonna be on HBO, and Beyonce is gonna be on Netflix. Watch. That's the team that they're working under. Y'all breaking y'all, and don't get me wrong. I understand the importance of going to a concert. What I do not understand is why going at a concert at those exuberant prices the child had laid down for. That's what I don't understand. I don't give a fuck the level of anybody in this fucking goddamn industry or in this motherfucking goddamn world for that matter. At the very maximum, a ticket should be $300, pushing $350. Anything above that? Fuck off. I'll watch you from afar. Now I want to talk a little bit more because I'm expanding on this Beyonce shit. Because Beyonce put out this promo and she was talking to Jay-Z. And she said something to the effect that, you know, you taught me how to be a woman. And mind you, because I do know the Beyonce and I do know the Jay-Z shit. I did not know that Jay-Z was courting Beyonce at 19 years old. I didn't know that. Beyonce, at the age of 20, got with Jay-Z and only been with Jay-Z. I'm going to tell y'all something. When I discovered this shit, the shit kind of made sense to me. Beyonce never had a whole phase. Beyonce never had an independent phase. She never knew how to come home to herself. Beyonce left from her father's arms and went right into Jay-Z arms. I'm side-eyeing her mammy, because she's like, you taught me how to be a woman. Your mama was right there. Why the fuck is your mother not teaching you how to do this shit? And furthermore, why the fuck is he sniffing at your daughter's goddamn drawers? And he's all this 10 years past her prime. It's Beyonce, I love you down. I love you down. Beyonce is dumber than a bag of rocks. But it's fucked up because Beyonce can sing her ass off. Beyonce is now coming into, I think when she became into Ivy Park and stuff like that, that's when she started to come into herself and stuff like that. That's why I love that album, Lemonade. I thought Lemonade was her best fucking album because it was the most revealing. I feel so bad for this girl because Beyonce was cattled in the music industry. And we all like to go after some fucking Britney Spears, and her motherfucking shit was horrific. Beyonce is on that same motherfucking level. Beyonce has never been on her own. Beyonce has self-professed that she doesn't know how to cook. That nigga, not only did he cheat on her in their early days, that nigga cheated on Beyonce when Beyonce was fucking Beyonce. And she stayed with him. And then I'm like, what, single lady, all of her, I was like, girl, you going around here claiming all of this independent shit you have never experienced on your own. You have never experienced this shit. No wonder why they called you be on your way to jail for plagiarism, because you don't have no self-identity. Even to this day, Beyonce don't have no identity. That's fucked up. Jay-Z with his punk motherfucking ass going around here, $2.3 billion value that. Going around here on a motherfucking goddamn Kevin Hart goddamn interview talking about he can't offer his motherfucking cousin or his nephew or someone in his fucking family $4,800 because they're not going to return the money and he don't feel comfortable investing in it. I said, let me tell you something, son of a bitch. When your motherfucking ass got your first 8-ball so you could sell the crack or what the fuck you were selling that back into the motherfucking goddamn hood, someone had to front you the goddamn money. Someone had to front you the goddamn money. See, this is why I don't trust this nigga. That's why I never trust that motherfucking Jay-Z. So, you don't want to give opportunities unless you know for certain that there is a motherfucking goddamn return on the matter, or else that you might not, you know, if it's sketchy, you're not going to give it back. But you have not thought about the people that you, the families you may have destroyed by distributing that motherfucking goddamn crack rock in your own fucking neighborhood? You haven't thought past that shit? That shit doesn't rest on your goddamn, your morals? You motherfuckers make me sick! Like, $2.3 billion. Excuse me. Let me say this. Nobody, particularly no one in your fucking family, I don't give a fuck how big or small, shouldn't even have to ask you for that. And that's just me keeping it 100 with you. Shouldn't even have to ask for that. Talking about they gotta have a business plan. You supposed to send your family members to all of these motherfucking goddamn classes so they learn how to learn how to get this money. But you're not doing that because you're the king, right? You like to look down on other people. I swear there is something about the black community that loves to destroy itself. There's something about it. You don't hear that shit from white communities. You don't hear that shit from Asian communities. You don't hear that shit from Mexican communities. Y'all don't hear that shit. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but I'm talking about you don't hear that shit. Y'all still got that slave mentality level. Y'all really do. And I'm starting to notice that the most people who are coming up the most are from the South. And that speaks volumes to me. Because the South usually keeps that fear of that slave master in their hearts. Even though they are kind of free. But I think that mentality level is like, it's just, it'll never leave. It'll never leave. They can move from the South, move up to the North, or wherever, and it's still there. It's still there. Like, y'all would never be able to break on that shit. So, yeah. Fuck you, Jay-Z. Fuck you. I Tina? What's her father's name? What is Beyonce's father's name? They sold that girl out. God damn. Matthew. From Texas, girl. Songwriting partners, Jay-Z. So you know he is literally getting money off of this. Making money off of Beyonce. Girl, what? Yo, she's been married to this man for 22 years. He is 10 years older than her. It is not, it's not coming for Beyonce. It's really not. It's like, you think you know someone, even from afar, and girl, you don't know shit. Like, I'm looking at this shit and I'm like, girl, talk about pimping your daughter out. And that psycho hasn't quit. Look what she's doing to Blue Ivy. Blue Ivy is 11 years old. In front of millions of people performing. Girl, okay. All right. Now, you know me, I always give Rihanna her motherfucking stinking ass because she with that motherfucking bum ass motherfucker. But at least, goddammit, that bitch knew. She got the fuck out that goddamn industry. 35 years old, and right now her net worth is motherfucking $1.4 billion. Yeah. Beyonce, you need to change some shit. You need to change. There's some people you just need to let go. Starting with her fucking goddamn husband. Okay, guys. And with that, those are top stories and pop culture. Well, guys, it looks like we've come to the end of another great episode here on Cheap Thrills. I've been your host, Atheria. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to chatting with you guys next week. If you'd like to write to us, you can contact us at cheapdrillspodcast01@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at cheapdrillspodcast01.